Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Taylor Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Just some things in the culture and the community that have just kind of hit home for us. And we're just going to talk about just some hypocrisy that's occurring right now in our healthcare system, and how I had a personal experience with the healthcare system that actually wasn't horrible. So that's good news. So that's the testimony. So we'll be talking about that a little bit on today's show. And we just know right now, this is the time of year where people start to kind of just give up on their health. And so the last thing that we want you to do as listeners is to give up on your health. We believe that if you know the truth, then you also should understand that there's things that we can do or not do to our body that's going to actually affect us in a negative way or a positive way. And so we want to make sure your 90% of your lifestyle with what you do to your health is actually impacting you in a positive way. We know right now Americans are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want to be restored, repaired, renewed. They want a whole new level of health. And a lot of times what I found is that people don't really know where to go for that. They're kind of lost, you know. Although we are in an information age, we don't really apply anything correctly. So we don't take action. And so therefore, we kind of end up just giving up and blaming our health problems on our genes or our age. And so we don't want that for you. We want you to experience health abundantly. And I want you to be able to experience the true potential of what your body has the ability to do. And so our office is called Health From Within for a reason, because we're healing from within. And, you know, we know that the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. And so if you're a patient, my gosh, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing awesome. If you're never been a patient in our clinic, my question is why? You know, why have you not done that yet? Maybe you don't know where to start. Maybe this is one of those things where it's like, you know what? I need to take an action step, but I don't know how to. And so we've made it really easy for you over the last month. What we've done is we said, okay, how do we reach more people? How do we get to the point where people can actually call in or text in or even email in and have a consult with myself about really how we can see you in the office, how we can help you? And so what we've done is we've opened up 20 appointment times on this show where you can literally text in your name and your email address, and we will set up a free 15-minute phone consult, free. And the reason that, you know, I want to do that is so I can reach the unreached, so I can help you achieve the best version of who you've been called to be and who you designed to be. So in order for you to do this and to get signed up for the free 15-minute phone consult, simply pick up your phone and text in your name and your email address, whether it's for you, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kids. I want to make sure you guys get plugged into that. So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So a little personal experience the last couple of weeks is that my son was at school, and he slid on the ground and cut his leg on a staple. And, you know, he's 3.5 years old, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is we're going to bring him to the medical system, because it definitely looked like it needed stitches, which it did. But we bring him to the medical system, and they were great. They didn't push COVID on us. They didn't push COVID testing on us. They didn't push tetanus vaccine. They didn't push anything negative on us. They simply just said, hey, let's get this all stitched up and bandaged up, and he'll be on his way. And, you know, so there's a lot of good things that came out of it. You know, one of the negative things that and this is not, the doctors weren't bad, the nurses weren't bad, but one of the negative things there, or one of the things that I have to question is, you know, on our way out, we were given really strong antibiotics, a 10-day dose of antibiotics. And I said, well, this isn't infected yet. And they go, yeah, but this is protocol. You know, this is protocol. This is just what we do. So what we're doing right now in our culture is we're actually taking antibiotics preventatively, which doesn't make sense, because antibiotics actually destroy our gut bacterial flora. And therefore, it leaves us more prone to more infections. And so it affects us systemically in a negative way. And so, of course, we're not going to give them antibiotics. We're going to keep the wound clean. We're going to let it air out. We're going to put some antifungal, antibacterial, healthy ointments on there. And you know what? He's doing awesome. He's doing awesome right now. So, so good experience, but also the system's broken. And so I wanted to share that with you guys that this is the first time my son's ever, actually second time my son's ever been to the hospital. And, you know, I'm just grateful for that. I'm super thankful for that. But sometimes you got to use what they're good at, which is what? Crisis care. He was in a crisis situation and we knew we had to get him fixed up. And so, kudos to the hospital we went to. And unfortunately, the system's still broken. So we got a question before we just pop pills in our kids or ourselves. Does this make sense? Does this make sense? And so I wanted to share with you guys so you know that we're not immune to the medical model. We're not immune to the healthcare system. We still need that. We have one of the best crisis care systems in the world, but we're also overutilizing it, i.e. the medication that was unnecessary.
Yeah, and sometimes we jump forward. We anticipate for no reason, and assumption is never a good way to actually require or recommend care, right? Because if you're assuming that it's going to get infected, well, what if it doesn't get infected? What if the positive happens, right? So then you're taking 10 days of antibiotics, and what does that do? Well, we all know that antibiotics don't care. They don't discriminate on what bacteria they kill. So they kill all bacteria in the body, and that leads to gut issues, which is directly related to the overprescription of antibiotics is directly related to the increase influx that we're seeing in Americans in general, young Americans, 20s to 30s specifically, of all these gut issues. So IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. Syndrome means we do not know what causes it, right? So they don't want to point any fingers, but they have irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, and then Crohn's disease. We see an increase of those three specifically in the past 20 years, and especially in those people, because they were given antibiotics like that, just willy-nilly. Like the medical system, like Dr. Nick said, does an amazing job in crisis care, right? In that acute care, car accident, don't come to me, go to the hospital, right? Your son cuts his knee, go to the hospital. They're gonna take great care of you. But this anticipation for this infection, that's where we're at fault. We decide that we're gonna outsmart the body and outsmart everything, and that's not how it goes. You have two minds. You have an innate mind and you have an intelligent mind. What we have is an over intelligent mind. We think we're smarter than the innate mind, but in reality we know about 1% of the body's function. Like we are still discovering stuff. We discovered an organ in the digestive system not 5 years ago. Like this is how new the body is. And if we assume we know everything, we're going to be put in a bad position. So that's a great example of there's good and bad. It's a yin and yang system, and it definitely benefits us. But there are things that we have to be wary of. When it comes to our health, when it comes to our children's health, we have to remember, like, it's in our hands. Like, we do know what's best for our kids. We do know what's best for our body. Don't anticipate getting infected. Don't anticipate like those type of things, because, and then, like I said, we're over prescribing antibiotics. I mean, and of the antibiotics, 30% of them, so 3 out of 10 percent are given, are prescribed to Americans at a rate for something that isn't going to help them. So they're taking antibiotics for no reason. And what that does is it actually allows bacteria to mutate and become resilient. And you get these crazy bugs, these bugs that aren't supposed to be out there, right? Like they're just on steroids. Now that they faced a partial antibiotic, they know how to evade it. So then that's when we get that intelligent mind is going too hard and is causing innate to diminish and weaken. So when we manipulate, we actually there's consequences to that. They're like, we actually put ourselves in more harm when we manipulate the system that is set in place. Like, nature is there. Nature has always been there. It's been no question, right? So that's a great story though. Like, that's a great way to understand that we're not against it. It's just understanding what role the medical system actually plays in our lives and leaving it in that role and not expecting it to be a cure-all, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we got to step back and remind our listeners of, is that, you know, it's if we need the medical system, we're going to use them, right? If it's a crisis, we're going to use it. But hopefully, prayerfully, we go in there with our guard up, not just going to take everything for face value, but do our own research. And so, you know, one of the things that I saw this recently, and this may be a little bit, this not PC to talk about on the radio show, but I feel like I have to because it's just absolutely ridiculous. And this really has nothing to do with your, I guess it does have something to do with your physical health, but if you guys have never heard of this, it's absolutely crazy. It's called the anti-masturbation cross. This is a papoose cross and arm immobilizer that work together to safely secure self, a child that's touching himself, which is absolutely insane. So there's actually a website. If you guys go to this, it's crazy. Stopmasturbationnow.org. And you're probably wondering, like, why is he bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because how far are we going to go to stop taking responsibility as a parent, having our kids stop taking responsibility for their actions? Is that we're in this bubble culture where everyone's in a bubble wrap, you know, and oh, don't harm yourself, don't hurt yourself. You know, this is you're weird. So we're gonna strap you down because innately your body is curious. They said this can be used as young as five. I mean, think about that. Think about the horror in that. And some people think they're doing their child, helping their child. It's harming their children. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, if you've never heard of this, I just found out about this last week. I thought it was a joke until I read more about it. And it's absolutely, absolutely horrendous. So I just wanted to share that to show you how lost our culture have gotten from taking responsibility, from taking ownership, and from doing anything that's going to benefit their health, their life. It's just crazy to me. So, you know, I think when we see tons of families in our office, you know, I know none of our families would be using something like this. I just think it's crazy. So, you know, that's one of the things too I wanted to bring up is the health of our children. You know, the health of our children, not just mentally right now, but also physically, is deteriorating. And so we got to step up and say something's got to be different. Something's got to change. And so if you have kids at home and you're like, I just need to talk to you about their health, their physical health. They're on medications. I don't know what to do about it. Listen, I'm here to help you guys. If you want a conversation about how to improve the health of your children without drugs or surgery, that's why we have a clinic, is to help people reach the unreached, help people get to their God-given potential. And so, as I said earlier, we can just set up a phone consult for completely free with me, 15-minute phone consult. All you got to do is pick up the phone and text your email address. And text your email address and text your name. And then what we'll do is we'll get you set up for a 15-minute phone consult. That way I know we can help you. Okay. So the number to text in right now to schedule a 15-minute free phone consult with me is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors, bringing health to you over the airwaves. We know that there's a lot of lies out there. We want to bring you truth. We want to bring you action steps. We want to bring you resources. And that's why we have a show. If you wanted to get scheduled for a free 15-minute phone consult with me, all you got to do is pick up the phone and text your name and your email address. We'll talk about where your health is, where you've been, and where you want to go. Most importantly, where are we going with your health? What's the game plan? And really, how are you going to get there, right? We got to develop a blueprint. And until you develop a blueprint, you're literally just guessing at what you're doing, whether it's right or wrong, right? So I want the best for you. And so pick up the phone and text in your name and your email address. And what we'll do is we'll get you set up for a free 15-minute phone consult. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214.
You know, Dr. Nick, I got a lot of questions. A couple weeks ago, I talked about having snacks available, like instead of having chocolate or something on your table, have fruit. And people were wondering, like, why? What's the significance? One, I mean, obviously, we talked about the weight gain that goes with that, but what's the significance of ridding sugar from your diet? And I think this is the time more than ever. We're in this winter time, which is where most people consume the most sugar, the most full of sugar things, pies and Thanksgiving, Christmas time, whatever your tradition is. I'm sure there's a sugary treat that you consume. Is it apple cider, that warm apple cider or something like that. And it's just something to be addressed. Like we have addiction that we want to overlook in America. Like we have an addiction to sugar. That's the simplest way to put it. Like, every drink that you pick up, in the market is filled with at least 15 grams of sugar. I mean, I'm talking about the Capri Suns, and you know, you're giving your kids a Capri Sun. If you are, I mean, are they drinking just one, or are they sneaking a second one behind your back? Because most likely they're like me, and they're addicted. Like they're little addicts, and they're finding out how to get that sugar fix. So when we're addressing this issue, it's about how much sugar Americans are consuming a day, like a week. So that's 80 grams of sugar a day is the average American, what they're ingesting. You guys, this is 80 grams.
That's horrible.
that is bad. And dentists are like, yep, this is true. Like we see a ton of cavities, a ton of decaying. Well, guess what? Look, if you're consuming sugar and it's decaying your teeth, causing cavities are decay of your teeth, right? What is it doing to your insides? Your body's not meant to ingest that. So it's destroying your stomach. It's also like, we know the immune system is definitely suppressed. The ton of studies by this definitely suppress when consuming sugar. It's actually, you're at a loss for 48 hours after consuming one sugary drink. So if you're drinking more than one, if you're drinking two doses of Dr. Pepper or whatever, like you're putting your immune system in a compromised position. And why this is important now is because we get this flu season. We get they just have a cold, but it's not from the cold, guys. It's from, we're doing stuff that's harming our body in this time in the winter. We're decided to be inside because we're creatures of what? Comfort. We want to be inside where it's warm, which is no problem, but that's getting away from, maybe we're taking weekly walks, nightly walks, before in the winter and spring, summer, in the spring and summer and fall, but now it's too cold for that. Or we're just getting away from that. The sun's going down, so we think we need to go down. But what's happening is we're consuming more sugary things. So, guys, I want to challenge you to get the sugar out of the cabinets and actually take accountability of your health, your family's health also. Because if it's not in the cabinets, if it's not in the pantry, guess what? Guess who's not consuming it? Your kids, because they're not going out and buying whatever sugary drink they want. I mean, I personally, this is always a problem in my house. And like we had a juice shelf in our fridge. So we had like lemonade. So like, I mean, even Simply Lemonade, it's not Simply Lemonade. It's lemonade juice filled with a ton of sugar. Like one serving of Simply Lemonade was 35 grams. I think they've gone down from that, but that's what it was. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am destroying myself. And I wasn't drinking just one glass, because one glass turned to two, right? So like I said before, I'm not talking at you. I'm not talking down to you. I'm talking from where I've been and what I know. This stuff deteriorates your joints. So if you're having joint pain, any stiffness at all, get that out of your cabinet. Like that's one easy step that you can take to bettering your health. And we try making things as easy as possible for you. We try not just telling you this is bad and not giving you any action to do. Obviously, this is something that you can easily do right away, right now. You can go to your cabinet and take out a sugary drink. You can go to something instead of having the sugar product. There's always something that stifles it. That's less sugar or no sugar, right? No sugar is the goal. And we as Americans, we think, oh, we're just sick people. We're always sick, but actually it goes to our diet. Our diet reflects exactly what we are as a community, like as a country. Like, you are what we eat. We hear that all the time when we're kids. but no one wants to identify that, oh, we are what we eat, but okay, we're the number one country in obesity. We are what we eat, but no, but we are the sickest country. We are what we eat, but like we are in the midst of going into our third year of not responding to a virus. Like we are what we eat, but we're not addressing that. We're looking at everything but what we eat right now. We're looking at like, give me something else. Give me a ZPAP. Give me something else to help me, right? Instead of like, get this out of here, get this in here. Get that lemonade out of your refrigerator and start eating orange juice. Sorry. I'm thinking about juices. Start eating oranges. Like there are sugar substitutes like berries and things that our system's built for. There's a different compound of sugar and our body ingests it differently. So it's identifying your issue. One, like I did, like, dude, I looked at it and I said, I have an issue. I have a problem, but guess what? If I stop getting it, if I tell my mom, I was 16, I was like, stop buying lemonade, please. Cause I was addicted. But I couldn't tell myself no if it was in the fridge. I got bored and drank it. So I was like, just stop bringing it in the house. We'll be better for it. And guess what? I wasn't getting that seasonal cold that everyone was getting. I mean, I was one of the kids that my junior and senior year, I never took a sick day. Like that wasn't a thing for me. I wasn't groggy. I wasn't frustrated. So that's something that we need to identify together and take steps and identify. And even if you do have sugar, I'm not telling you you're at a loss. It's we need to take steps into how do we support our immune system? How are we support our immune system with vitamins, with what we're doing for our health? And that's chiropractic. There's a study that came out that, what was it? One adjustment leads to an increase, a boost of the immune system of 200%. So that's 200% of like white blood cells, which help combat these pathogens that cause our illness or sickness. Right. So if we're combating that stuff, and life is about give and take. But when we're already set up on years and years of a sugary diet, we have to figure out how to detox and how to get that out of our system. And it's not going to just be from pulling it out of the shelves. It's all actually going to be actively doing something that's going to combat those years of lemonade addiction, right?
Well, what's interesting is like, you hit the nail on the head. If it's there, you're going to eat it or drink it. And I know that because I mean, if I have crappy food in my house and I'm starving, I gotta like literally like leave my house and go find something healthy, because if it's there, it's getting eaten. And you know, it's kind of like, it's funny how when people, like especially parents or grandparents, make cookies for you, they think you need like 30 cookies, and so they bring you the entire bin of cookies for your kids. Yeah. And you're like, my kids could have just done with one. Because what happens is, if that, right? And so what happens is that they have one, what do they want? They want another, what, cookie, right? And then they want third cookie, fourth cookie. And like literally you're fighting that battle of cookies. And so, you know, what's interesting is I find most of us are like five-year-olds at heart. So like if you have cookies, if you have the ability to like stay strong and not eat cookies all the time, that's great. But you just got to be careful what's in your house, what's in plain sight, what can you see, what do you smell? All those things matter. Now, what's interesting, you said like lemonade or simply lemonade, like, if you guys go to the store and buy lemon juice, like 100% lemon juice, did you know there's no sugar in that, which is interesting. There's actually no calories in that, which is interesting. Same thing for lime juice. If you buy 100% organic lime juice, there's no calories or sugar in it. It's actually shocking. And so what you can do, if you want to make lemonade or limeade, you can simply just buy stevia and you put the lemon juice in a glass and you put water in the glass with it, and you don't need a lot of lemon juice. It's pretty strong, and you put some stevia in there, and then you're drinking healthy lemonade that's still sweeter, but it's sweetened by organic plant leaves, stevia leaves. And so there's things you can do to get around this, to enjoy some of that sweetness, right? And so just know that, listen, if you think you've gotten over the struggle of sugar or breads, crackers, and chips, because that's usually what I usually go towards, bread, crackers, and chips, just because it just sounds great. So you just got to watch out for that stuff, right? You just got to be careful what you're putting in your body and what you're willing to to avoid. And you know, this is what we see. It's not just kids. It's just not parents. It's everywhere, right? I mean, if you think about this time of year, you know, you get a bowl of candy, and you know, everyone brings a bowl of candy to work for some reason, and you know, everyone eats the candy all day, right? If they get hungry, they eat candy. There's just not that. There's the human nature is not strong enough to the willpower is not strong enough usually to avoid certain foods, unless you're skilled at it, unless you've been doing it for a while. You kind of have that muscle memory of like, don't grab it, don't put it in your hand. If you have it at your desk, you're going to eat it, right? So, you know, this is just one of the facets of health that we talk about in our clinic with nutrition. We talk about exercise, detoxing, mindset. But most importantly, we talk about the spine, right? We have to address the spinal health. If you've never had your spine checked, or your kids haven't, or your spouse haven't, and you've never been to a chiropractor before that's x-raying you, it's time that you go to a chiropractor, because what ends up happening is people will ignore their spine for years. And someday they realize, I shouldn't have ignored my spine for years. They start to actually think about how they could have taken care of their health. And they always say, I should have come here when sooner. I should have been in your office sooner. I should have gotten x-rays of my spine sooner. I should have taken care of my spine preventatively before I'm in chronic pain, degeneration, and just in a mess, right? And so if you're listening now and you say you don't know where to start, well, normally to come into our office, it's $150 for a new patient exam. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. So literally you save $90 by calling in right now. This is the thing though, guys, is that I want you to call if you're willing to schedule an appointment. You know, and there's a lot of people listening like, I never call in. Well, if that's you, this is your time to call in, right? If you have neck pain, headaches, back pain, numbness and tingling, sciatica, any of those symptoms, and you want to see if we can help you through chiropractic, call in right now. When you call in, I'll answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. It covers your entire new patient exam and x-rays in our clinic. It's absolutely absurd if people don't take advantage of it. So call right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Also, if you want to get scheduled for a free 15-minute phone consult with myself about your health and where to go with it, the number to text in with your name and your email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We will be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and so glad you're with us today. It's been an incredible show. I know we've talked about a lot of topics. And listen, our show is designed to bring you truth about health and healing. And now more than ever, we are so confused. We are wavering with really what we believe health is and how can we achieve it. And many of us are getting our information from the media or from sources that are flip-flopping per se. So I wanted to encourage you that the show is designed to give you a foundational truth and belief that your body is designed to hear, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're literally, your body is a healing machine, that it's designed to overcome its environment. And many times we forget that. We just forget that over time. And so I want you to know that myself and this office that we have in St. Louis is designed to transform healthcare by transforming how you, not just as a listener, but of course as a patient, how you transform how you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential. That is exactly why we do what we do. And so usually on the radio show, I get kind of, I call it compassionate, which is compassionate and pissed off, I guess if you want to use the word. But the reason is because I feel like at this point, there's such a level of hypocrisy occurring with what we want the outcome to be in our health and the blueprint or the action steps we're taking to get there, right? Take COVID out of it. Take masks, vaccines, take it all out of it, because that could be a whole show in itself. And listen, my thing is this, is like, as long as you're not mandating me to do something, hey, you do what you need to do, right? It's like, you do what you do, right? And leave us alone, leave me alone. And so listen, I'm fighting for parents' choice. I'm fighting for personal choice. I'm fighting for freedom of choice, right? And so we work with an organization called Stand for Health Freedom, where literally what they do is they look for policies that are trying to be passed or bills that are trying to be passed that are going to take away our health freedom. That's what they do. And they're working through all different states across the country, and it's just awesome. I'm really good friends with the organizer of that, and it's just awesome. I just want you guys to know that although it may seem like we're losing all of our health freedoms, there are people on the front lines fighting for that, for you and for us. And you know, there's things that won this week from Governor Parsons of just some. These are small to me. They're big wins, but some people, they're small wins. It's keeping our freedom of choice in our own hands. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's what I want for you. I want you to understand that your health outcome is directly tied to the freedom of choice that you have. But with choice comes responsibility. This is the conversation people don't like, right? Where it's like, listen, I all this stuff is happening to me. I have back pain. I have neck pain. I have acid reflux. I have high blood pressure. I'm on 7 medications. You know, what do I do about this, right? What is it, my family's fault? Is it my genetics? Is it my age? Is it my work? You know, what is causing all this? And so what I will say to that, the short answer is what you've done or not done to your body for years has led you to where you are today. I'll say it again. What you've done or not done to your body for years has led you to where you are today. That, listen, guys, I want the best for you. The first thing that we need to do is take responsibility with where our health is. If we've never taken responsibility with where our health is, then we cannot move forward. We just can't, right? It's kind of like that one thing that people say, like for addicts or alcoholics, they say, well, the first step is acknowledging you have a problem, right? Well, the first step is acknowledging we have a problem with our health, right? And so, you listen, guys, I exist and I get up in the morning to serve people and save their physical life, right? To save them, keep them here on the planet as long as possible. Now, we know that we God knows our first day, knows our last day. But listen, if we're gonna have a predestined date of death, right? Which he already knows. Let's have the healthiest life possible. Let's do that, right? Why are we living in this level of suffering, and why are we dying of needless deaths prematurely? It's because we simply don't know. Simply don't know. And we're listening to, you know, drug commercials. We're listening to drug ads. We're our doctor's forcing us to get something injected into our arm. We don't like it, but we still do it. And so, listen, guys, it's time that we step up and say, no. I'm going to do more research. I'm going to figure out how to get better. And we're seeing some incredible things happening in our office right now where people are actually, they're coming to us left and right. They're coming out of the woodwork, coming to our office, and they say, listen, Dr. Nick, like now we finally get it. We get that medicine's not the answer. We get surgery's not the answer. We get injections aren't the answer. We feel lost in our healthcare system. We feel like we're being run through this healthcare model and that everyone's the same, right? So if you have back pain, you go through this process. If you have leg or sciatica, you go through this process. If you have high blood pressure, you get a blood pressure medication. For how long? That's right, forever, right? And so we got to step back and say, listen, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense with what we're currently doing. So we got to do something drastically different. And that's why we have an office called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Yes, I'm a chiropractor. I know it sounds crazy, right? But I'm a chiropractor that cares not only about your pain and how you feel, but I care about how you heal and function. That's what it's about. If you're healing and functioning, then the symptoms are going to start to go away over time, right? And guess what? If they don't go away overnight or over months or over years, you're still doing all you can to be preventative and try to get pressure off of the nervous system through specific chiropractic care. If you guys have never had your spines checked, man, I don't know what you're waiting on. It's absolutely insane. People say, well, I don't believe in chiropractic. Do you believe in the pills? Do you believe in everything else that's happening in our healthcare model? No. If you've never been to a chiropractor that examines your spine and x-rays your spine and shows you if there's issues in your spine and gives you a blueprint and a path on how to fix it and a protocol procedure, how to fix it and correct it as much as we possibly can, then you've never been to a chiropractic clinic. If you've been to a place where you just lay down and get cracked without x-rays, not knowing what's going on, without rehab, listen, guys, listen, it's better than not taking a pill. Don't get me wrong. But it's not fixing a thing. It's not trying to fix the thing. And some of you may say, well, it fixed my back pain until it comes back. Fixes my neck pain until it comes back. Fixes my headaches until it comes back. And so if you're listening to the show now, if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, because we are, of course, you know, pumping this out to all of our outlets, is the reason why we do that is literally to reach the unreached. Guys, like, I have a lot of patients that are listening to the show. Patients, if you're listening to the show, I love you. You guys are like family. Just keep being on the front lines of fighting for your own personal freedom of health, your choice. That's what it's about, right? And I want to encourage you that you're doing some things that most people will never do. You're putting your health first. You're asking questions about your health. You're doing all you can. But for people who've never met me, seen me, been in the office, never been adjusted in our clinic, guys, I'm doing this show and we're pumping it out to all of our social media outlets is to reach the unreached. I mean, that's why we do what we do, is to reach the unreached. And, you know, I always like to give testimonies of people who have been in the clinic. And listen, this past week we got 15 Google reviews in one day, which is insane. So if you want to check us out on Google, look up Health From Within STL, Health From Within STL, and you'll see all of our Google reviews. We're almost at 300, which is insane. Those are not paid for either, by the way. Those are literally patients, people who've had experiences. But I do this show to reach the unreached, to give hopefully you hope about health and healing, and to give you answers. To give you answers that will change your life forever. I mean, this is one of those things that everything you do every single day is going to move you in the right direction or the wrong direction. And so obviously I want to be an influence in your life to move you in the right direction with every single decision we make, right? And so one of those people that came in the office that has seen incredible results, her name is Brenda. Brenda came into the office, was suffering from headaches. She was in her mid-40s. And her kids were in, you know, middle school. And she goes, Dr. Nick, I'm having so many headaches. I'm missing my kids' sports. I can't drive them or pick them up to school some days. I go to my doctor. He just gives me another pill. And she goes, I feel like I can't be there for my husband. And so I feel like it's a strain on our marriage. And I go, so Brenda, if we could help you with your headaches, what would that mean to you? She goes, I would feel like I would have my life back. She goes, I feel like I would have my life back. And I go, when did all these headaches start, Brenda? She goes, well, when I was a teenager, I got a couple of car accidents and I played soccer. And they kind of were there a little bit, but now they become more chronic in nature, about 5 headaches a week. And she goes, no matter what I do, things just keep getting worse. And I go, so what do you do for it? She goes, well, I just take medicine for it. And so I said, listen, we're gonna try to reduce the medication by getting you so healthy you don't need it, but we got to see what your spine looks like. We did x-rays of her spine. We saw the damage in her spine. We started to adjust her with specific chiropractic care and spinal rehab. And guess what, guys? Her headaches went away 100% within 3 months. Her headaches were completely gone. Her neck had corrected. Her health was better than she'd seen it in years. And she would have never been that healthy unless she came into our office. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you say, I need to come to your office. Normally to walk into our office is $160, $150 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you call now, this is the catch. You just got to call. It's only $60 for a new patient exam and x-rays. It's insane. And so all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. When you call, answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your host and also the head doctor at Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Check us out online. We're all over Facebook, Instagram. You can go check out our Google reviews. You know, guys, we are making a huge tidal wave right now in our community of we're putting the power of choice and opportunity in taking control of your health back into your hands. Can you imagine that? Back into your hands, giving you choice, giving you options, giving you the tools, resources, and action steps you need to achieve the health you desire. Who doesn't? Everyone wants that, right? I mean, come on, guys. Everyone wants that, right? And so what I'll tell you is this, is that it really comes down to really understanding what health is and how to achieve it. Listen, in our culture right now, that we are so confused with medicine, with injections, with masks, with no masks, with mandates, with no mandates. You know, the level of hypocrisy right now in our culture is at an all-time high. The hypocrisy occurring in our culture is at all-time high. My daughter had to get quarantined this last week because another girl in her class had the sniffles, and the parents took the kid to get tested for COVID, which, by the way, doesn't make sense at all. COVID testing does not make sense, especially in children. It doesn't make sense. The false positives, the false negatives, they're not accurate.
The Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and so glad you're with us today. It's been an incredible show. I know we've talked about a lot of topics. And listen, our show is designed to bring you truth about health and healing. And now more than ever, we are so confused. We are wavering with really what we believe health is and how can we achieve it. And many of us are getting our information from the media or from sources that are flip-flopping per se. So I wanted to encourage you that the show is designed to give you a foundational truth and belief that your body is designed to hear, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're literally, your body is a healing machine, that it's designed to overcome its environment. And many times we forget that. We just forget that over time. And so I want you to know that myself and this office that we have in St. Louis is designed to transform healthcare by transforming how you, not just as a listener, but of course as a patient, how you transform how you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential. That is exactly why we do what we do. And so usually on the radio show, I get kind of, I call it compassionate, which is compassionate and pissed off, I guess anyone needs the word. But the reason is because I feel like at this point, there's such a level of hypocrisy occurring with what we want the outcome to be in our health and the blueprint or the action steps we're taking to get there, right? Take COVID out of it. Take masks, vaccines, take it all out of it, because that could be a whole show in itself. And listen, my thing is this, is like, as long as you're not mandating me to do something, hey, you do what you need to do, right? It's like, you do what you do, right? And leave us alone. Leave me alone. And so, listen, I'm fighting for parents' choice. I'm fighting for personal choice. I'm fighting for freedom of choice, right? And so we work with an organization called Stand for Health Freedom, where literally what they do is they look for policies that are trying to be passed or bills are trying to be passed that are going to take away our health freedom. That's what they do. And they're working through all different states across the country. And it's just awesome. I'm really good friends with the organizer of that. And it's just awesome. I just want you guys to know that although it may seem like we're losing all of our health freedoms, there are people on the front lines fighting for that, for you and for us. And you know, there's things that won this week from Governor Parsons of just some. These are small to me. They're big wins, but some people, they're small wins. It's keeping our freedom of choice in our own hands, and that's really at the end of the day, that's what I want for you. I want you to understand that your health outcome is directly tied to the freedom of choice that you have. But with choice comes responsibility. This is the conversation people don't like, right? Where it's like, listen, I all this stuff is happening to me. I have back pain. I have neck pain. I have acid reflux. I have high blood pressure. I'm on 7 medications. You know, what do I do about this, right? What is it, my family's fault? Is it my genetics? Is it my age? Is it my work? You know, what is causing all this? And so what I will say to that, the short answer is what you've done or not done to your body for years has led you to where you are today. I'll say it again. What you've done or not done to your body for years has led you to where you are today. That, listen, guys, I want the best for you. The first thing that we need to do is take responsibility with where our health is. If we've never taken responsibility with where our health is, then we cannot move forward. We just can't, right? It's kind of like that one thing that people say, like for addicts or alcoholics, they say, well, the first step is acknowledging you have a problem, right? Well, the first step is acknowledging we have a problem with our health, right? And so, you listen, guys, I exist and I get up in the morning to serve people and save their physical life, right? To save them, keep them here on the planet as long as possible. Now, we know that we God knows our first day, knows our last day. But listen, if we're gonna have a predestined date of death, right, which he already knows, let's have the healthiest life possible. Let's do that, right? Why are we living in this level of suffering, and why are we dying of needless deaths prematurely? It's because we simply don't know. Simply don't know. And we're listening to, you know, drug commercials. We're listening to drug ads. Our doctor's forcing us to get something injected into our arm. We don't like it, but we still do it. And so, listen, guys, it's time that we step up and say, no, 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 no. I'm going to do more research. I'm going to figure out how to get better. And we're seeing some incredible things happening in our office right now where people are actually, they're coming to us left and right. They're coming out of the woodwork, coming to our office, and they say, listen, Dr. Nick, like now we finally get it. We get that medicine's not the answer. We get surgery's not the answer. We get injections aren't the answer. We feel lost in our healthcare system. We feel like we're being run through this healthcare model and that everyone's the same, right? So if you have back pain, you go through this process. If you have leg or sciatica, you go through this process. If you have high blood pressure, you get a blood pressure medication. For how long? That's right, forever, right? And so we got to step back and say, listen, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense with what we're currently doing. So we got to do something drastically different. And that's why we have an office called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Yes, I'm a chiropractor. I know it sounds crazy, right? But I'm a chiropractor that cares not only about your pain and how you feel, but I care about how you heal and function. That's what it's about. If you're healing and functioning, then the symptoms are going to start to go away over time, right? And guess what? If they don't go away overnight or over months or over years, you're still doing all you can to be preventative and try to get pressure off of the nervous system through specific chiropractic care. If you guys have never had your spines checked, man, I don't know what you're waiting on. It's absolutely insane. People say, well, I don't believe in chiropractic. Do you believe in the pills? Do you believe in everything else that's happening in our healthcare model? No. If you've never been to a chiropractor that examines your spine and x-rays your spine and shows you if there's issues in your spine and gives you a blueprint and a path on how to fix it and a protocol procedure, how to fix it and correct it as much as we possibly can, then you've never been to a chiropractic clinic. If you've been to a place where you just lay down and get cracked without x-rays, not knowing what's going on, without rehab, listen, guys, listen, it's better than not taking a pill. Don't get me wrong. But it's not fixing a thing. It's not trying to fix a thing. And some of you may say, well, it fixes my back pain until it comes back. Fixes my neck pain until it comes back. Fixes my headaches until it comes back. And so if you're listening to the show now, if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, because we are, of course, you know, pumping this out to all of our outlets, is the reason why we do that is literally to reach the unreached. Guys, like I have a lot of patients that are listening to the show. Patients, if you're listening to the show, I love you. You guys are like family. Just keep being on the front lines of fighting for your own personal freedom of health, your choice. That's what it's about, right? And I want to encourage you that you're doing some things that most people will never do. You're putting your health first. You're asking questions about your health. You're doing all you can. But for people who've never met me, seen me, been in the office, never been adjusted in our clinic, guys, I'm doing this show and we're pumping it out to all of our social media outlets is to reach the unreached. I mean, that's why we do what we do, is to reach the unreached. And, you know, I always like to give testimonies of people who have been in the clinic and listen, this past week, we got 15 Google reviews in one day, which is insane. So if you want to check us out on Google, look up Health From Within STL, Health From Within STL, and you'll see all of our Google reviews. We're almost at 300, which is insane. Those are not paid for either, by the way. Those are literally patients, people who've had experiences. But I do this show to reach the unreached, to give hopefully you hope about health and healing, and to give you answers. To give you answers that will change your life forever. I mean, this is one of those things that everything you do every single day is going to move you in the right direction or the wrong direction. And so obviously I want to be an influence in your life to move you in the right direction with every single decision we make, right? And so one of those people that came in the office that has seen incredible results, her name is Brenda. Brenda came into my office, was suffering from headaches. She was in her mid-40s, and her kids were in, you know, middle school. And she goes, "Dr. Nick, I'm having so many headaches. I'm missing my kids' sports. I can't drive them or pick them up to school some days. I go to my doctor. He just gives me another pill." And she goes, "I feel like I can't be there for my husband. And so I feel like it's a strain on our marriage." And I go, so Brenda, if we could help you with your headaches, what would that mean to you?" She goes, I would feel like I would have my life back. She goes, "I feel like I would have my life back." And I go, "When did all these headaches start, Brenda?" She goes, "Well, when I was a teenager, I got a couple car accidents, and I played soccer. And they kind of were there a little bit, but now they become more chronic in nature, about 5 headaches a week." And she goes, "No matter what I do, things just keep getting worse." And I go, "So what do you do for it?" She goes, "Well, I just take medicine for it." And so I said, "Listen, we're gonna try to reduce the medication by getting you so healthy you don't need it. But we got to see what your spine looks like." We did x-rays of her spine. We saw the damage in her spine. We started to adjust her with specific chiropractic care and spinal rehab. And guess what, guys? Her headaches went away 100% within 3 months. Her headaches were completely gone. Her neck had corrected. Her health was better than she'd seen it in years. And she would have never been that healthy unless she came into our office. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you say, "I need to come to your office," normally to walk into our office is $160, $150 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you call now, this is the catch. You just got to call. It's only $60 for a new patient exam and x-rays. It's insane. And so all you do is pick up the phone and call. When you call, answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your host and also the head doctor at Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Check us out online. We're all over Facebook, Instagram. You can go check out our Google reviews. You know, guys, we are making a huge tidal wave right now in our community of we're putting the power of choice and opportunity in taking control of your health back into your hands. Can you imagine that? Back into your hands, giving you choice, giving you options, giving you the tools, resources, and action steps you need to achieve the health you desire. Who doesn't? Everyone wants that, right? I mean, come on, guys. Everyone wants that, right? And so what I'll tell you is this, is that it really comes down to really understanding what health is and how to achieve it. Listen, in our culture right now, that we are so confused with medicine, with injections, with masks, with no masks, with mandates, with no mandates. You know, the level of hypocrisy right now in our culture is at an all-time high. The hypocrisy occurring in our culture is at all-time high. My daughter had to get quarantined this last week because another girl in her class had the sniffles, and the parents took the kid to get tested for COVID, which, by the way, doesn't make sense at all. COVID testing does not make sense, especially in children. It doesn't make sense. The false positives, the false negatives, they're not accurate, especially in children. So the parents were trying to be good people, of course. Get the kid tested, of course, test positive. Had sniffles for a day. Five girls that were her closest friends in my daughter's class get quarantined. Now, mind you, they're still having to somewhat, quote unquote, wear masks in school. So now she's quarantined, but she can still stay in class. But over lunch, she has to eat lunch with the principal and her other friends that were also in quarantine, which, by the way, doesn't make sense at all. And they go to the gym, music, art, but she can't play soccer outside. Now, riddle me this. Explain that to me. Yeah, there's no freaking explanation. It makes no sense, guys. I mean, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up? I will tell you this, is that whenever we see a level of hypocrisy occurring in our culture, like it is, it's time that we say, listen, we got to do something different. We got to ask more questions. We have to figure this thing out. We have to figure this thing out. And so, you know, the same day that I hear about this, I from a patient, he comes in, and I won't use his name, but he lost his brother this past week. And, you know, his brother had COVID a couple months ago, and his brother got a vaccine 5 days before his death. The doctor said it was from the vaccine. He died from the vaccine. The doctor, I'll say it again, the doctor said he died from the vaccine. He's a healthy man. Goes into the hospital, tests negative for COVID 3 times, mind you. Stays in the hospital, dies of COVID, or dies from the COVID vaccine. The doctors said it was from the COVID vaccine. So what the hospital does on his death is he says, well, on the death certificate, we're going to say COVID-related death. And my patient, once again, his brother was like, no, it wasn't. He didn't die from COVID. He died from the vaccine. No, so we're going to say COVID-related death, because if it gets counted as a COVID-related death, then the FEMA is going to help you out. And he goes, FEMA, isn't that for, you know, emergency relief? And they go, no, you'll be expecting a call from FEMA here shortly. And so FEMA calls him 6 hours later and says, sir, because of the damages and losses of your brother's life due to COVID, and he stopped and goes, no, it wasn't due to COVID. You know, it's COVID-related death, sir. Then we're going to pay you $35,000 for a funeral and any necessary needs. He goes, ma'am, there wasn't COVID-related death. He died from the vaccine. No, sir, why don't you just label as a COVID-related death, and then you'll get $35,000. Literally, guys, this happened in our city. This is not a different state. This is not a different county. This is St. Louis County and City. We are getting paid off to pump up the COVID-related numbers. Guys, why wasn't that on the news? A healthy 50-year-old black man dies after the COVID vaccine. Why is that not on the news? This is happening. I know 5 other people that have passed away after getting the COVID vaccine. This is real. It's a real thing. When are we going to step up and say, this isn't okay? Listen, get it if you want. Get it if you want. But I'm telling you, there's risks, right? So wouldn't you make a slower decision to get it if you knew there were risks, right? Because these people didn't know there were risks when they got it. They didn't know. They just went in there because they were told to get it. Their spouse forced them to get it, whatever it is. And so what I'll say is that it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And so this is the thing. Is I want you to be so educated. So if you want more information on just how to boost your immune system, how to get healthy, how to get well, listen, guys, we're sending out some information about immunity. If you've been exposed to COVID, if you have COVID, if you had the vaccine and you don't know what to do about that from a detox perspective, because there is something that you have to do with that. And we'll send you some tools, resources you need. All you got to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address, and your name, and we'll get you some immunity information to you. I know we're sending a lot of things out today, so I might respond with, hey, what do you want? do you want an appointment? Do you want to schedule a 15-minute phone consult with me? Do you want the immune system tools, resources you need to make the right decisions and start to heal? So I might ask you what you're sending the text in for, just because I know we've put a lot of different feelers out there of things that you can get. So I, once again, guys, I want to make sure you know that we're in an era right now of confusion, and I do not want you to be confused. That is like one of my main core values is to bring clarity to confusion, to bring clarity to confusion. And as we look and see what we do with our health, it really comes down to the five essentials. So essential number one is mindset. Now more than ever, I'm seeing people with anxiety and depression, worry, doubt, self-worth issues. I mean, it's at an all-time high. I've been in practice 13 years. I've never seen this level of anxiety and depression. It's unfortunately, it's unbelievable. And some people say, well, I'm not anxious or depressed. And then I look at their medication list and then they're taking an antidepressant or anti-anxiety or Valium, you know, because they can't sleep because they're so worried all the time, right? So remember, even if you're medicating for something, you still essentially are not healed from that, right? You're not healed from that. You're covering it up, but you're not really healed from that. And we want healing for you. Number two is our spine, right? If we don't take care of our spine, it's going to become damaged. And it's not because of your age, it's because of neglect, right? So it's time to take care of the most important system in your body, which that is your nervous system. If you're listening to the show, you've never been to our office, I don't know why. It's just crazy to me. If you've never been to a chiropractor that x-rays you and continue and focuses on correcting your spine, and then you decide to maintain it, I don't know why. Tell me why. I want to know why. Time, money. Well, that's the same thing for every health issue, right? I don't have time or money. I don't have time or money. I don't think my spine's that bad. I don't have pain. It's not about pain. You only feel 10% of your body. You don't feel 90% of what's happening to you, right? And that same person that waits and waits and waits and all of a sudden has numbness down their arm, they go to the doctor, they refer you to a surgeon, they do an MRI, and they find disc degeneration at C5, C6, C6, C7. They try to do injections. Maybe they'll do PT first. But then if that doesn't work, which it usually never does, then they put metal in the spine, meaning they do surgery on your spinal cord and your joints in your lower neck. Who wants that? Why do we wait for it? If you don't want it, don't wait for it, right? So listen, don't wait, right? Take care of your spine. Number three is nutrition. I mean, this is the lifelong battle, right? Of like, I want this, but I don't want that, right? Especially right now. I mean, we're in a sweets time of year where everything we're going to be consuming is full of sugar and crap and processed everything. And parents, don't steal any of your kids' candies unless you're going to throw it away, right? So what I will tell you right now is that you have to be really careful with how much crap you're putting in your body. Listen, sugar is one thing, but it's all the chemicals that go along with it, the colors, the dyes, the preservatives, you know, homemade sugars and sweets. I mean, it's way better to make your stuff at home because you can see how much stuff is going in it and what the ingredients are than just the processed wrapped candies and things like that are just junk, right? And then four is exercise. Guys, you have to exercise 45 to 60 minutes a day. You just have to. Now, exercise might be yoga. It might be walking. It might be cycling. It might be running. It might be lifting weights. But you have to exercise 45 to 60 minutes a day. It is an absolute primitive need for our hormones, for our immune system, for our body. And number five is minimize toxicity, detoxing. This is huge. If you're not changing the chemicals that you're putting around your house, on your body, in your body, then it's time that you do so. I don't know why you're waiting on this either, because people say, well, I'm not toxic. And I look at the stuff in their pantry or how they clean their house and they're full of toxicity, right? So I want to make sure you guys know that toxins are an issue. And especially if you've gotten vaccinated, it's time that you start to detox the heavy metals, detox the formaldehyde, the glycol, all the junk that's in that stuff. So there are ways to detox that through supplementation and avoiding future toxicity. And so if you want to get that information, there are some tools and resources you need. There's definitely supplementation you need to do that. Simply text in saying detox. Text in saying detox. Detox to 314-323-7214. If you're hearing this on the radio show, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Listen, text in right now, text in toxicity or toxins, and I'll send you some tools and resources you need. So the number is 314-323-7214. Guys, if you're wanting to really take your health to the next level and you don't know where to start and you just want a free 15-minute phone consult with me to talk about where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go, it's absolutely free. You'll actually get time. We'll set aside time this week. And what we'll do is we'll get on the phone and I'll talk to you 15 minutes about your health and what you can do about it, and we'll give you a blueprint, an action plan to go in the right direction. So we're also scheduling those today. But you have, but this is the thing with this, you have to text in your name and your email address, and we will get you scheduled to do that. So the number to text in to get the free 15-minute phone consult with myself is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Guys, it's been an incredible show. Hope you have an awesome day, and tune in next time. My Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your host and also the head doctor at Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Check us out online. We're all over Facebook, Instagram. You can go check out our Google reviews. You know, guys, we are making a huge tidal wave right now in our community of we're putting the power of choice and opportunity in taking control of your health back into your hands. Can you imagine that? Back into your hands, giving you choice, giving you options, giving you the tools, resources, and action steps you need to achieve the health you desire. Who doesn't? Everyone wants that, right? I mean, come on, guys. Everyone wants that, right? And so what I'll tell you is this, is that it really comes down to really understanding what health is and how to achieve it. Listen, in our culture right now, that we are so confused with medicine, with injections, with masks, with no masks, with mandates, with no mandates. You know, the level of hypocrisy right now in our culture is at an all-time high. The hypocrisy occurring in our culture is at an all-time high. My daughter had to get quarantined this last week because another girl in her class had the sniffles, and the parents took the kid to get tested for COVID, which, by the way, doesn't make sense at all. COVID testing does not make sense, especially in children. It doesn't make sense. The false positives, the false negatives, they're not accurate, especially in children. So the parents were trying to be good people, of course. Get the kid tested, of course, test positive. Had sniffles for a day. Five girls that were her closest friends in my daughter's class get quarantined. Now, mind you, they're still having to somewhat, quote unquote, wear masks in school. So now she's quarantined, but she can still stay in class. But over lunch, she has to eat lunch with the principal and her other friends that were also in quarantine, which, by the way, doesn't make sense at all. And they go to the gym, music, art, but she can't play soccer outside. Now, riddle me this. Explain that to me. Yeah, there's no freaking explanation. It makes no sense, guys. I mean, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up? I will tell you this, is that whenever we see a level of hypocrisy occurring in our culture like it is, it's time that we say, listen, we got to do something different. We got to ask more questions. We have to figure this thing out. And so, you know, the same day that I hear about this, I from a patient, he comes in, and I won't use his name, but he lost his brother this past week, and you know, his brother had COVID a couple months ago, and his brother got a vaccine 5 days before his death. The doctor said it was from the vaccine. He died from the vaccine. The doctor, I'll say it again, the doctor said he died from the vaccine. He's a healthy man. Goes into the hospital, tests negative for COVID 3 times, mind you. Stays in the hospital, dies from the COVID vaccine. The doctors said it was from the COVID vaccine. So what the hospital does on his death is he says, well, on the death certificate, we're going to say COVID-related death. And my patient, once again, his brother was like, no, it wasn't. He didn't die from COVID. He died from the vaccine. No, so we're going to say COVID-related death, because if it gets counted as a COVID-related death, then the FEMA is going to help you out. And he goes, FEMA, isn't that for, you know, emergency relief? And And they go, no, you'll be expecting a call from FEMA here shortly. And so FEMA calls him 6 hours later and says, sir, because of the damages and losses of your brother's life due to COVID, and he stopped and goes, no, it wasn't due to COVID. You know, it's COVID related death, sir. Then we're going to pay you $35,000 for a funeral and any necessary needs. He goes, ma'am, there wasn't COVID related death. He died from the vaccine. No, sir, why don't you just label it as a COVID-related death, and then you'll get $35,000. Literally, guys, this happened in our city. This is not a different state. This is not a different county. This is St. Louis County and City. We are getting paid off to pump up the COVID-related numbers. Guys, why wasn't that on the news? A healthy 50-year-old black man dies after the COVID vaccine. Why is that not on the news? This is happening. I know five other people that have passed away after getting the COVID vaccine. This is real. It's a real thing. When are we going to step up and say, this isn't okay? Listen, get it if you want. Get it if you want. But I'm telling you, there's risks, right? So wouldn't you make a slower decision to get it if you knew there were risks, right? Because these people didn't know there were risks when they got it. They didn't know. They just went in there because they were told to get it. Their spouse forced them to get it, whatever it is. And so what I'll say is that it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And so this is the thing. I want you to be so educated. So if you want more information on just how to boost your immune system, how to get healthy, how to get well, listen, guys, we're sending out some information about immunity. If you've been exposed to COVID, if you have COVID, if you had the vaccine and you don't know what to do about that from a detox perspective, because there is something that you have to do with that. And we'll send you some tools, resources you need. All you got to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address, and your name, and we'll get you some immunity information to you. I know we're sending a lot of things out today, so I might respond with, hey, what do you want? Do you want an appointment? Do you want to schedule a 15-minute phone consult with me? Do you want the immune system tools, resources you need to make the right decisions and start to heal? So I might ask you what you're sending the text in for, just because I know we've put a lot of different feelers out there of things that you can get. So I, once again, guys, I want to make sure you know that we're in an era right now of confusion, and I do not want you to be confused. That is like one of my main core values, is to bring clarity to confusion, and as we look and see what we do with our health, it really comes down to the five essentials. So essential number one is mindset. Now more than ever, I'm seeing people with anxiety and depression, worry, doubt, self-worth issues. I mean, it's at an all-time high. I've been in practice 13 years, and I've never seen this level of anxiety and depression. Unfortunately, it's unbelievable. And some people say, well, I'm not anxious or depressed. And then I look at their medication list, and then they're taking an antidepressant or anti-anxiety or Valium, you know, because they can't sleep because they're so worried all the time, right? So remember, even if you're medicating for something, you still essentially are not healed from that, right? You're not healed from that. You're covering it up, but you're not really healed from that. And we want healing for you. Number two is our spine, right? If we don't take care of our spine, it's going to become damaged, and it's not because of your age, it's because of neglect, right? So it's time to take care of the most important system in your body, which that is your nervous system. If you're listening to the show, you've never been to our office, I don't know why. It's just crazy to me. If you've never been to a chiropractor that x-rays you and focuses on correcting your spine, and then you decide to maintain it, I don't know why. Tell me why. I want to know why. Time, money. Well, that's the same thing for every health issue. Right? I don't have time or money. I don't have time or money. I don't think my spine's that bad. I don't have pain. It's not about pain. You only feel 10% of your body. You don't feel 90% of what's happening to you, right? And that same person that waits and waits and waits and all of a sudden has numbness down their arm, they go to the doctor, they refer you to a surgeon, they do an MRI, and they find disc degeneration at C5, C6, C6, C7. They try to do injections. Maybe they'll do PT first, but then if that doesn't work, which it usually never does, then they put metal in the spine, meaning they do surgery on your spinal cord and your joints in your lower neck. Who wants that? Why do we wait for it? If you don't want it, don't wait for it, right? So listen, don't wait, right? Take care of your spine. Number three is nutrition. I mean, this is the lifelong battle, right? Of like, I want this, but I don't want that, right? Especially right now. I mean, we're in a sweets time of year where everything we're going to be consuming is full of sugar and crap and processed everything. And parents, don't steal any of your kids' candies unless you're going to throw it away, right? So what I will tell you right now is that you have to be really careful with how much crap you're putting in your body. Listen, sugar is one thing, but it's all the chemicals that go along with it, the colors, the dyes, the preservatives, you know, homemade sugars and sweets. I mean, it's way better to make your stuff at home because you can see how much stuff is going in it and what the ingredients are than just the processed wrapped candies and things like that that are just junk, right? And then four is exercise. Guys, you have to exercise 45 to 60 minutes a day. You just have to. Now, exercise might be yoga. It might be walking. It might be cycling. It might be running. It might be lifting weights. But you have to exercise 45 to 60 minutes a day. It is an absolute primitive need for our hormones, for our immune system, for our body. And number five is minimize toxicity, detoxing. This is huge. If you're not changing the chemicals that you're putting around your house, on your body, in your body, then it's time that you do so. I don't know why you're waiting on this either, because people say, well, I'm not toxic. And I look at the stuff in their pantry or how they clean their house, and they're full of toxicity, right? So I want to make sure you guys know that toxins are an issue. And especially if you've gotten vaccinated, it's time that you start to detox the heavy metals, detox the formaldehyde, the glycol, all the junk that's in that stuff. So there are ways to detox that through supplementation and avoiding future toxicity. And so if you want to get those that information, there are some tools and resources you need. There's definitely supplementation you need to do that. Simply text in saying detox. Text in saying detox to 314-323-7214. If you're hearing this on the radio show, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, listen, text in right now, text in toxicity or toxins, and I'll send you some tools and resources you need. So the number is 314-323-7214. Guys, if you're wanting to really take your health to the next level and you don't know where to start and you just want a free 15-minute phone consult with me to talk about where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go, it's absolutely free. You'll actually get time. We'll set aside time this week. And what we'll do is we'll get on the phone and I'll talk to you 15 minutes about your health and what you can do about it. And we'll give you a blueprint and an action plan to go in the right direction. So we're also scheduling those today. But you have to text in your name and your email address, and we will get you scheduled to do that. So the number to text in to get the free 15-minute phone consult with myself is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Guys, it's been an incredible show. Hope you have an awesome day, and tune in next time.